The Carolina Panthers kick off their season at home against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. The two teams haven't played since 2015, when the Panthers marched to the Super Bowl. WFAE's Justin Lape has more on the outlook for the Panthers this season.
The team has turned their attention from training camp and preseason games to the Dallas Cowboys in starting the 2018 season off on the right foot. The Panthers won 11 games last year, but lost in the playoffs to their division rivals, the New Orleans Saints. The NFC South is expected to be a competitive division once again, with teams like Atlanta and New Orleans adding offensive weapons while keeping their core players intact. The Panthers added weapons of their own, including running back C.J. Anderson from the Denver Broncos. He says the team has enough weapons to compete.
You know, we can be explosive. You know, we're explosive in the backfield. We're explosive at receiver. Of course, we're explosive at quarterback. And we're explosive at tight end. So we got a lot of weapons. And too bad it's one football.
The Panthers offense will be led this year by offensive coordinator Norv Turner. He worked alongside Panthers head coach Ron Rivera for three seasons with the San Diego Chargers, when Rivera served as defensive coordinator and Turner was the head coach. The Panthers' defense will start without a familiar face and locker room leader. Star veteran linebacker Thomas Davis will sit out the first four games after testing positive for a banned substance. Linebacker Shaq Thompson will fill in during Davis's absence. Thompson says Davis's leadership is still felt in the locker room despite him not being there.
58's still here in this locker room. All his stuff is up and stuff like that, so he's still in our hearts, and that's what we're going to go out here and play for.
Their opponent, the Dallas Cowboys, are much different from the team that finished short of the playoffs last season. Longtime tight end Jason Witten retired, and the front office decided to release star wide receiver Dez Bryant, who led the team in receiving yards last season. They're younger and hungry to prove last year was a fluke in the record books. Star running back Ezekiel Elliott is healthy, and quarterback Dak Prescott is coming off a strong statistical year on both the ground and the air. Panthers head coach Ron Rivera says stopping the pair will be a point of emphasis on Sunday.
We've got to be disciplined in this game. We got to control our gaps. We got to be where we're supposed to be to help shut that run down, because the run game is so vital to who they are as a football team, in my opinion.
Dallas boasts a strong defensive core that could give an injured Panthers offensive line some difficulty this week. Offensive lineman Matt Khalil will start the season on injured reserve, and offensive tackle Darrell Williams has just started to participate in practice after tearing the MCL in his right knee earlier in the offseason. Wide receiver Curtis Samuel was ruled out by Rivera on Wednesday after undergoing a heart procedure. But despite some injury concerns, wide receiver Devin Funchess says there are still plenty of reasons to be excited heading into Sunday's opener.
I think it's going to be fun and exciting to open the Bank of America with the new owner and this new team that we got. So I think 18 is going to be a fun year for us.
Funchess is right. This season will be Carolina's first under new owner Dave Tepper, who bought the team for over $2 billion after longtime owner Jerry Richardson was forced to put the team up for sale following a misconduct investigation by the NFL. He was slapped with the biggest fine in NFL history at $2.75 million after the claims against him were substantiated. Now with Tepper at the helm and a slate of new weapons, the Panthers have a renewed focus on their ultimate goal, winning a Super Bowl. And yes, moving past the scandal of Richardson's departure, a win against Dallas on Sunday would be a good start. For WFAE News, I'm Justin Lape.